Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware, listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, VLordGTZ. And with me today, I have my usual co-host, Laser Kid.
I am safe because I am on a train.
Yes, we're always safe here on the Demon Slayer podcast.
Yes. Yes, safety first.
But unfortunately, we have to get off the train for a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Because we're talking about Swordsmith Village Arc Episode 7.
This is such a good episode, oh my gosh.
It really was, like... I know we kind of say that every episode at this point, but...
Hey, we
man,
do!
This,
but, oh, gosh, this was so good!
So many great key moments here. And I think it's a really great episode for both Tanjiro, for one, and also for Tokito.
Oh, yes. The Tokito train is just getting started.
For sure.
Let's get on it. We're going to be safe with Tokito.
Yeah, so basically, this episode started off with a new version of Hatengu arriving, which, I mean, gasp. He had more than five forms.
He had more than five emotions? Who knew?
Yeah, I thought everyone only had five emotions.
Yeah, that's how it works, right?
Yeah, totally. But yeah, apparently his five emotions ate each other and became a single emotion. Called hatred.
Well, that's a problem.
I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. Hatred is kind of a bundle of emotions in a way.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, and like hatred is like giving off some serious energy there, because like it's frightening the heck out of like Tanjiro and Genya, and it's like calling them villains and like, oh, you're threatening my poor defenseless host. Hatengu, look how small and feeble he is.
It's just like, excuse me? In fact, Tanjiro lets him have it for that, actually.
It's like, dude, you're literally a mass murderer. Who do you go off saying that, like, we're villains?
That doesn't have anything to do with you, does it?
I didn't kill any of your family members.
No, just another demon did.
Yeah, that literally you share the same blood with.
Yeah, and you would have if you could have. It's not like you didn't do it because you wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, nah, it's like, hatred is very much a very pretentious demon.
I love it. I love this because it's just like, you know, evil people don't usually think they're evil.
Yeah, that's pretty true, yeah.
And I like seeing that here from his perspective, from my perspective, the Jedi are evil.
I mean,
but
guess you're not wrong.
But I mean, yeah, this is how people think sometimes.
Yeah, nah, like, I also love Hatred's design here. Like, it definitely gives off a serious, like, Eneru vibes, though obviously based off of Raijin, the Thunder God, but as a One Piece fan, I automatically think of Eneru.
I do too, because gosh, there's a lot of us One Piece fans in our Toonami Faithful Circle, aren't there? You, me, Sketch.
Who would have guessed Toonami fans liking One Piece?
Yeah, that never happens.
Yeah, totally not. Yeah, like, it's just such a cool design. It's such an interesting contrast compared to Hatengu's main body, which is just, like, old, sick grandpa. And then you have Giga Chad here.
It's like, oh, he took the Fountain of Youth and turned into Master Roshi.
Yeah, I guess so. There was also that really cool sequence that showed up where, like, Tanjiro's avoiding all those, like, stone dragons that are, like, shooting at him.
Oh, that was so cool. Yeah, Demon Slayer is the only anime I know that can make CGI look badass.
They're very good at blending in with everything and making it, like, very seamless.
It just fits. It clicks. And I love that.
Yeah. But, I mean, after all those intense moments, like, between the Hatred Demon and Tanjiro, they shifted over to another area where we see Tokuto playing in the pool, in the air, I guess.
All kids out of the pool. It's Tokuto time.
It's Tokuto Swim.
Tokuto Swim.
I wonder what Tokuto would program on television.
That is a good question. Probably a lot of, like, documentaries to find out about himself.
Probably. That or, like, I guess ambient noise.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, he's kind of a daydreamer. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's a tough situation Tokuto's in, though, because, like, since he's in this, like, water bubble thing, he can't really break out of it, because, one, he can't breathe, and two, it's, like, not a solid object. So, Gyoko's kind of got him pinned, and Gyoko even tries to go then into the workshop area where Haganesuka is working on forging that sword.
Yep.
And this is one of my favorite parts of the arc, because we get to learn that Haganesuka is kind of hot.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, man, not only can he take a few, like, slashes on him from Gyoko, but dang, he's buff and he's got looks. He's not using that mask for facial reasons or anything. He's just, like, styling it out. How he rolls.
That is just how Team Haganesuka rolls. I almost said Tokuto. Yeah, Tokuto, though, the famous swordsmith, you guys.
I guess they do have similar hair.
They do.
Which, I mean, like, long, long, wavy hair. Except one of them is definitely more buff than the other.
One of these things is not like the other one.
Yeah, so, while that's, like, going on, Tokuto's still kind of, like, dealing with the bubble. I mean, he has to get out of that bubble one of these days.
It's gotta happen, somehow.
Yeah, it's getting to the point that even, like, he's seemingly imagining Tanjiro talking to him.
Oh, I love this.
It's such a great scene, because, like, you can see this idea that Tokuto's filled with regret. He feels that he's not strong enough, and you have this voice of a person that's seemingly Tanjiro encouraging him.
And he's just like, Tanjiro never said that.
Yeah, it's a very curious situation. And unfortunately, it's still not helping Tokuto get out of that bubble. And Kotetsu, the little kid, even tries to, like, help out a little bit, like, trying to slash open the bubble. But obviously, it's not popping open because it's, like, literally water.
Hey, Tokuto, this is why you don't get into ideological bubbles, because then you get stuck.
Exactly.
He needs to get off of Twitter.
We only deal with solid objects.
Yes. He needs to get off Twitter and get into the real life and you know.
Yes, we're going to do telegrams.
Yep.
Not the app telegram, like literal telegrams.
Yes, yes.
I keep forgetting there's telegram as like a social media thing now.
I actually had forgot as well. So that tells you how much I know.
It's better that we forget. We need to go back to the good old days.
Good old days where I had to call my friends long distance and pay extra for it.
Exactly.
Much better.
Totally.
Like, I do have problems with social media, but it's like, when people are like, oh, that was much better back in the day, I'm like, are you sure about that? I lived in those days.
Yeah, nah. I don't think I'd survive without social media, or at least some form of internet.
I remember not having the internet, and it is a very different world.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think if there was ever a time I didn't have internet.
I got the internet when I was a wee lad of 13.
Got it when I was 3? 4?
Me, in the halcyon days of 1994.
Yeah, I mean, that was before I was even born. Yeah. So, like, you were riding those internet waves of the www dots, like,
oh, yes,
far
yes.
Before me.
Old man laser has been around. And he, a lot of people won't remember, but old man Laser Membus.
Where's our old man Laser branded food and stuff? I forget, what does Pepperidge Farm sell again? Is it just like...
It's like cookies and baked goods.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, I was for some reason thinking like they're Nature Valley, like the salad dressing company.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy. Nah, not quite that.
Yeah. But anyways, where was I? Oh yeah, Kotetsu got stabbed.
It's fun. Fun like that, you know?
Apparently, Nunsa's children weren't happy with him. They were like, where's Slayers Volume 18? Why haven't I been in the series in, like, over two decades?
What's going on around here?
But yeah, so I guess Kotetsu's bleeding out, but even when he's bleeding out, he decides to send some air Tokido's way so that he can actually do his breathing techniques.
You actually want to breathe?
Yeah, and that's something I didn't think about the first time I saw the scene in the manga. I was like, oh, wait. Yeah, that's technically what's really holding Tokido back here. It's like, if he got an air bubble, in theory, he can break through.
Yep. Being able to breathe is very helpful when your power is based on breath.
Yeah. It's something you don't really think about sometimes in Demon Slayer. It's like, they're literally powered by breathing. If someone starts choking them, they can't do any techniques. They literally need to breathe.
They absolutely do. And it's cool that the show remembers this.
Mm, yeah, definitely. And through all these moments, we kind of learn that, like, oh, wait, that vision Tokido was having of Tanjiro, it seems to be his father? Especially Tokido's father, not Tanjiro's father. That it would be weird if it was Tanjiro's father.
That would be really, in a manga at first, I thought it wasn't. Heck is happening.
Yeah, no, I mean, they look very similar.
They really do. Well, and that's why he's seen Tanjiro, because, you know, he's like, oh yeah, this is a very similar looking guy.
Yeah, and this is another important detail that Tokido points out, that Tanjiro and his father have the same eyes.
Hmm, I wonder where that's going.
Yeah, I wonder where. I wonder what that connection could be. I wonder what all these memories Tanjiro's having are.
I don't know. It's very, very strange.
Yeah, very, very bizarre. I'm sure it's never going to be mentioned again.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, totally not.
Just like a Tanjiro sword turning red was totally not foreshadowed.
Yeah, the sword, those weird markings. Totally going to never be mentioned again. But yeah, anyways, Tokido literally goes full power and breaks through the water bubble fun time that he was having. It's Nezuko Network now.
Yep, yep.
Tokido Swim will be back at 6 p.m.
You're watching the Nezuko Network.
What kind of programming would Nezuko Network have?
Probably like young children's programming.
I guess.
Like, it'd be like a Nick Jr. or something.
I mean, I guess we could have Zenitsu and Pals or something.
Happy Zenitsu and Pals, brought to you by, oh Lord.
Though honestly, I feel like Zenitsu and Pals would teach kids very unhealthy values.
Probably. It would probably not be the best thing to watch, but it would be a thing.
Yeah, probably.
Zenitsu, remember, you must court all of the ladies.
And scream and wail at them until they say yes.
Yes, if they don't say yes, just remember, repeat your request louder and with feeling, and they'll understand the depths of your emotions at last. Being more loud solves all problems.
Exactly. And then they have Inosuke and Pals afterwards,
oh, where God. They teach
that Inosuke headbutting everything will solve all your problems.
Absolutely.
Specifically Inosuke headbutting things. Not you, not any other children. Just Inosuke.
Just Inosuke things.
Just Inosuke things.
Well, you know, I wonder which program would be worse.
I feel like it would be the Inosuke one, maybe, because I feel like too many people would try to imitate him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Inosuke definitely has the heart of a child. So I guess technically he is literally a child, because he's not that old, but yeah. But yeah, that was basically the end of the episode, though, to return from our television programming tangent.
The things that you come to expect from the Demon Slayer podcast include random tangents of silliness from us.
Yes. Well, when do we ever stay on topic?
Topic? What's a topic?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, overall, I think this episode is really good.
I agree. And it's definitely laying the groundwork for some very interesting things coming forward.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like on paper, not a ton happens technically, but it's all key moments that are building towards something bigger, like you're saying.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm very excited to see what happens next. We're getting close to kind of the climax of everything.
Yes, indeed. Things are about to get very interesting.
Yeah, like I was trying to double check if we actually have like a finalized episode count for the season. And it seems like all signs are leading to possibly 11 episodes, with like the final one being an hour long.
I could see it.
Kind of like Entertainment District.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, so if we only have 4 episodes left, it's going to be interesting to see how everything unfolds on the animated screen of demon slaying goodness.
Indeed.
And we have even more Demon Slayer goodness to look forward to as well, because the dub is starting up relatively soon.
Ooh, I can finally show it to my dub crew.
Yes, indeed. The Swordsmith Village arc dub starts on, I believe, May 28th.
Ooh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty close to when this episode comes out. It might actually already be out by the time this episode comes out, depending on how long it takes to edit.
Very well see that happening, given where we are. We're the 28th, as we record this, is like 3 days away.
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll definitely be talking about the dub at some point. We'll probably not do it episode by episode, because, like,
we've just done that.
Yeah. And, like, we'd mainly be talking about the performances, unless we have some dub onlys on.
I do have some people that could help with that.
We can bring on the Nerd Funhouse crew.
Indeed. And if you want to know more about the Nerd Funhouse crew, there is a extra coming your way.
Oh, yes. You'll learn much about the deep Laser Kid lore.
God. Oh, Lord, what have I done?
What is this mysterious house where fun occurs? And the nerds flock free.
I don't know. It's a strange place, that Nerd Funhouse. Strange place that I hang out with my friends at.
Yeah, I mean, Laser, do you have anything else to say about this episode? Anything that pulled you at the heartstrings, made you excited?
I mean, I'm really excited that we're getting to Tokuto's backstory, because that's like one of my favorite things about this whole arc.
Yeah, honestly, same here. I think we mentioned this before, but it really helps flesh out his character in a meaningful way, and like, you have a newfound respect for him.
Oh yeah, like, early on in this arc, it's just like, who's this asshole? And it's just like, oh, you're actually a cool dude.
Oh wait, you're not a Sanami.
What? You're not a Sanami? Gasp!
Though even as we've learned, Sanami wasn't all that bad either.
Yes, as it turns out. Not even Sanami is a Sanami.
I guess looks in general are deceiving.
It would seem that way.
But yeah, I mean, overall, really good episode. And I'm looking forward to more. And we're excited to talk about more over the coming weeks until we reach our blazing conclusion.
Indeed. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. I approve very much.
It was either going to be blazing conclusion or flashy conclusion.
But will it be a blazing saddle?
It might be. Maybe.
Because I understand he rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star.
That's true.
I am such an idiot.
But yeah, until next time, Laser, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can find both of us occasionally and me frequently on the Toonami Faithful podcast. And Once we fix some issues, you can find my Toonami-focused editorials over on Toonami Faithful as well.
Awesome. As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ, and I write various things for ToonamiFaithful.com as well as MangaMavericks.com when I have time. But aside from that, we do a lot of podcasts here over at the Demon Slayer podcast team. Like Laser mentioned, we do the Dumb Weebs podcast, but we also have Saturday Night Shoggy and Oversoul Shaman King podcast. So check out all of those at Dumb Weebs Pod, Sat Night Shoggy, and Shaman King Pod, respectively, on Twitter. But as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/DemonSlayerPodcast, and on the Toonami Faithful website itself when it's actually working at ToonamiFaithful.com/DemonSlayerPodcast. And the podcast is on basically every platform at this point: Spotify, Podbay, Apple Podcasts, you name it, we're there. So go look up our podcast, watch some episodes, give us a rating or review, and just have a good time. But if you want even more content and early access to our material, you can join the Demon Slayer Podcast and VLord Podcast Universe Patreon.
Well, what happens if you do that?
Well, Laser, over on the Patreon at patreon.com/DemonSlayerPodcastUniverse, you can get early access to our episodes, a look at our release calendar for every given month, exclusive bonus podcasts, outtakes, the whole shebang, all for as little as $1 a month.
Ooh. And you can hear, you can learn about the Nerd Funhouse and find out how I reacted to watching Oshinoko for the first time with the dub.
Yes, we went through the emotional roller coaster of Oshinoko's dub premiere. So if you want to check that out, join the Patreon. But that's it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.
You might say Tokuto had a breath of fresh air.